All right, it's 3 o'clock. We're going to go ahead and get the meeting called to order. Let the record reflect that we've got Councilwoman Kilpatrick and Diller, Councilman Hollins, Sheldon, Weiner, Cartier, Smiley, myself, and my aide Valerie's taking the notes. Can I have a motion?
Motion approved in minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Minutes are approved.
Second.
First item on the agenda, Councilman Cartier, renaming Barkley Road to Ice Cream Drive.
thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, this resolution, which is a street name renaming, looks at a road that we got it up on the overhead here that is on the connects Marsh Road to the left with Veal Road to the right. And this is on a commercial parcel, and the owner has a very famous ice cream store, Ice Cream Delight, and wants the street to reflect the the use of the ice cream shop, which is a well-known Brandywine 100 landmark and frequented by just about everyone who wants some good soft serve ice cream. So per title, unless so you want to have some other discussion.
Did the applicant show?
Yeah, right.
Did you have the applicant come today?
Is the applicant in the room?
Must not be. I don't see any cones.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, if they're trying to get this moved, they better help the cones.
I think waiting council action, they plan on having a grand opening, a spring grand opening like they do every year.
That's kind right.
Of ribbon with a new ice cream way. Ice Cream Drive. Ice Cream Drive, is that going to be the name? Ice Cream Drive.
Who picked it?
Yes, okay.
Ethics, you have to get the ice cream. Ethics.
Yeah, right.
Bob, did you want to say something?
Bob, yes, you can have an ice cream.
Yeah, yes, and I just wanted to make it clear that a potential conflict of interest exists. I eat there a lot.
We did get an email from a resident of the county that eat there a lot, so there are repercussions for eating there a lot.
Actually, there's a visiting bar on this piece of legislation to you.
Councilman Cartier, you also have the next item on the agenda, yeah. Resolution.
Yes, thank you. This resolution addresses the development plan and manual design guidelines for the Darla Green site, which is a former Brookview apartment complex, a very famous redevelopment project in Claymont. The resolution addresses the minimum build out to reflect the redesign of the site. It's a new number, and then we also are having a modification to the manor house design. This resolution has been approved by the Claymont Design Review Advisory Committee. However, I've been made aware that land use has a couple other issues they want to work out so that all the issues go to the record plan modifications and we follow through with all the issues in a legal sense. Those include not only design issues, the workforce housing component, and that's all tied to the minimum unit count the new minimum unit count that will go into the record plan if approved. So just in 10,000 foot view, we had a range of density that went from 1,000 to 1,226 units. Now we're going to go to a new density number of 850 units up to, I believe, 950. So that's where this stands. And I'm going to table this pending a final review by Department of Land Use.
Yeah. So there'll be an opportunity to review this in detail at a later meeting. Okay, next, did anybody come? Yes, Councilman Weiner?
Just want to say I appreciate having been included in a meeting with Councilman Cardi on the subject back in April of 2015. I found my notes and understood that the issues were facing a sort of coming to fruition with this as well. I had issues with a previous change. I can tell you that I don't have the issues with this change at all. I understand it, and it does make sense. I would, at either this time or another time, like to have a presentation as to how the workforce housing component has changed, so we put that on the record. I don't know if we wanted to do that now or at the next meeting.
Next meeting.
Since it's being tabled.
Planning department changes. Review.
And I think the attorney's here, so we can put him on notice too that that request has been made. All right. Any other questions? Next item on the agenda, Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, this is an easement, an amendment to the maintenance declaration for a project that we approved, I think it was 3 weeks ago. So I'm just going to turn it over to the applicants here, the engineer is, and they'll go through it what they have to do.
Okay. Have the applicant come to the table, please, and please remember this is recorded, so just remember to restate your name prior to speaking.
Mr. Chairman and members of the council, Ramesh Bhatta. I'm a professional engineer. I'm speaking on behalf of the applicant who's a doctor. This property is on the northbound side of Limestone Road. It's about, address is about 4100. And it's almost across from the park. And basically, it's there are two parcels owned by one person, one big parcel owned by the other people. And it's a house cleaning kind of a thing. When they, in 2005, when they did the minor subdivision plan, they had a shared driveway that one went this way, the other one went to the other house. However, now we decided to do a minor subdivision plan, both residential zoning, and of one property. Del Dart, in their infinite wisdom, came out there and said, you know, they'd like to move the entrance about 60 feet south. They thought that was a better location. Well, I don't know how better it is, but and nevertheless, they insisted, so they are right. And so that's all we were doing. And we were trying to change the agreement, access agreement. And it said in its infinite wisdom in 2005 that it must go to county council. And why, I don't know, but nevertheless. So since it was submitted in last July, and here many years later, and all the plans are done, so soon as this is recorded, it has been reviewed by law department and land use people. All I'm waiting for is recordation so I could put the number on the recorded number on the record plan, and we can record those plans and find it. Mostly a housekeeping thing rather than anything serious.
Yeah, this is the reason we brought forward the change for deed restrictions, because things like this kept getting into the pipeline and it'd be a year later before we saw them. So, I'm sorry, I lost a little bit. Who had all the infinite wisdom? Was it all Del Dot or do land use have any?
Del Dot.
Okay. Councilman Sheldon, additional comments?
Okay. That's about it. I said 3 weeks. It's actually 3 years, I meant to say. And could be longer. I think it might be more than 3 years.
Wow. Councilman Cartier?
Yeah. Mr. Haggerty,
that's okay. Anybody from council have any questions? No. Mr. Haggerty, you think you just had infinite wisdom. Did you have a question?
I thought land use was the one that had the infinite wisdom.
Oh.
I would wait until it's approved.
Yeah, right.
Anybody from the public?
Instructed and
okay, seeing none. Next item on the agenda, Councilman Weiner.
Yes, this is.
Thank you, Mark.
Application 2015-0511-S. It's Insight Corporate Expansion, Exploratory Major Land Development Plan. There was a plus review. And the site is known as the Wanamaker's site on Augustine Cutoff. By way of a question, none of these resolutions have a number on the agenda. Is that something new, or did it just happen on my agenda?
No, we were not provided.
Yep. The land use agenda for today doesn't have any.
We've had it before because they were put it on before they were signed, I guess. I've seen it before, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Right.
Point is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And that's the way it always is?
Yeah. Resolutions, or you just grab those numbers as you put them on the agenda for council.
Mm-hmm. Very good. This project will provide doubling of the 400-plus jobs that are there that are in the top-end range of employment in the area. The project has been vetted through a community meeting August 1st. There have been a number of community working group meetings as well, both sponsored by the applicant and CCOBH. The project is innovative in many ways. I won't steal the thunder. I believe county land use and the applicant are here to talk about it, but I'm just very pleased that pretty much everyone in the community that had identified issues, most of them were addressed. I mean, there's still some folks that don't want to see this development take place, but we've done the best that we can under the circumstances. So with that in mind, I'd like to call upon land use, or ask for council questions and then call upon land use.
Does council have any questions before the presentation? Nope. Okay. Who's from land use has given a... Okay.
The applicant's
going to do this. Let us know, councilman, if you have questions for land use. So I guess it's the applicant.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, members of council. On the record, my name is William Redonda. I'm very excited to be here today to talk about the plan for Insight. I first like to introduce a team that's been involved with this project and diligently working very hard over the last 9 months with the land use department to get this plan where it's at today. We have Paula Swain, Executive Vice President of Human Relations and Facilities. Chris Donovan, also from Insight, Director of Facilities Management. Ron Hibbard, the project designer, the architect. Deirdre Smith from Duffield Associates. And Tom Amoroso, the landscape designer. This team has been very diligent and working very hard with land use to bring this project to where it's at today. Before I go into details on the plan, I'd like to give Paula Swain an opportunity to speak to you about Insight and give you a little background on the company.
Thank you. I'm Paula Swain. Thank you for hearing this case for us today. I have been with Insight since the very beginning when we moved our company here from Palo Alto, California in 2002 to Wilmington. We are a biopharmaceutical company. We conduct research in oncology and inflammation. We have one marketed product. We have grown our organization from that first year where we were housed at the experimental station that DuPont owns, from about 70 people to today we have about 725 people, about 450 are in Delaware at this point. We moved into the former John Wanamaker's building back in October of a year ago, and we've already outgrown that space. We are going to close on the building itself as well as the land, so that we are presenting our expansion plan so we can continue to grow and thrive here in Delaware. And that's what's going to come before you now. We are planning on hiring, as Bob mentioned earlier, additional people here in the county, and we're really excited about our project. So I also want to just take a minute to thank George Haggerty and the land use team for all your cooperation. It's been a very nice partnership. Councilman Weiner, for your support.
Weiner, by the way.
Weiner, I'm sorry.
Yes,
and
okay.
And also, the county for all the support that we've gotten with the project. So we'll let the architect talk about
and
it.
And before you do, may I ask?
Councilman Weiner?
The technology, would you please explain, basically you're just working with a molecule, I'd say just, mm-hmm. You're working with a molecule.
Mm-hmm. We have our own drug discovery and development organization, so we actually work in small molecules, which are basically what you end up with is pills. That you take, and those molecules have all been discovered here at our labs. So everything that we have in our pipeline, we've discovered here in Delaware. So it's kind of cool. A lot of companies buy their pipeline. We've not done that. So we've grown our own company in that way, and then we develop our own drugs and take them all the way through clinical trials. We have sales reps all across the company, so we also sell our own products. So we really are kind of fully integrated company, and doing really a lot of cancer and immuno-oncology work. Which is pretty cutting edge science.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
Before turning it over to Rob Hibbert to go through the design of the building and design of the site, I just wanted to take a moment to thank Councilman Weiner for being so instrumental in working with the public on this project. I mean, there's been a lot of public input into what's going on here. Insight has been a fabulous client because they've worked with the community extensively, held public meetings, went to neighbors' homes to discuss the project, and really went beyond what I think many clients do. They recognize this is basically an infill site. and wait to see the building. It will knock your socks off, believe me. It's just really an amazing project. They've been great to work with, involving all the community activity. I also wanted to, I guess I already talked about the public input, but we had some community meetings, we visited with neighbors, and I think that process led to where we are today. Insight has been very careful to try and design this project to have the minimum impact on the community. And before I turn it over to Rob, I just wanted to also thank Lane's department. I know from time to time, you know, there may be raised issues. Land use went beyond the call of duty here to help expedite this project. We have an incredible opportunity here to bring an excellent company with great jobs. You know, when everyone else is leaving, Insight is here. And I'm just thankful that everyone is able to work in concert to make that all happen for the state of Delaware. So let me turn it over to Rob so he can then review with you the site plan.
Good afternoon, Council. Rob Hibbard with Granum AI, we're the architects working with Insight on the project. And I do want to say, let's go ahead and go actually to one of the slides. I see, I got it. Yeah, so the, so this is Augustine Cutoff here. The old Wanamaker building is here, and this is the project site. We're doing a new building further up the hill here with a parking garage in between, and we'll, going to be a little more apparent here. This is zooming in. Again, Augustine Cutoff is here. The existing building that Insight is in is here, the old Wanamaker building. And for those familiar with the site, it terraces up steeply up the hillside. We're putting the new office building near the top of the hill, and then we have a garage that actually has, we're putting a unique feature on the garage, a green roof that will provide amenities for the employees. And I wanted to say too is, you know, the site, we were very excited about the project. Insight from the beginning has talked about, you know, creating a great place for their employees and also being very sensitive to the community and their needs, and to be as you know, to be as, undisruptive as possible. So we did a lot of things, and I'll talk about that a little bit more. But we also wanted to, you know, bring up, we brought in one of the best landscape architects in the country to help us with this site because of the challenges with the steeply sloped hillside and really trying to blend it into the surroundings. This gives you a little better idea of how the building sits on the site. We terraced the building. It has these terraces that come off to help break down the scale. We did a lot of things to keep it as low as possible. We limited ourselves to four stories when we could have actually gone quite a bit higher. We put all the mechanical equipment, which would have added another 20 feet or so to the building, all of that's been put on the back, on the ground. And we have a small well here. You might see this, that, but that's only going to house some exhaust fans and things like that. But they'll be completely concealed, and we integrated that right into the roof line. These are kind of following the existing terracing of the site. The parking garage is here. You can see how the green roofs connects to the building and will provide a great source resource for the employees. I think this really gives you kind of a general idea of the project, and if there's any questions? Sure.
Councilman Weiner?
Yeah, thank you. Would you explain how the employees would enter from the parking lot and also from that that very innovative roof? And I just want to state for the record, this is the second project under the new ordinance that we adopted for multi-tiered parking lots. The first was Corporation Service Company.
Yeah, so the main entrance to the existing building is over here. So there's a path, there's a really nice fountain that was put in place during their most recent renovations that have been completed. And so this will connect over. There's an elevator at the edge, at the corner of the garage, that will bring you up to what would be the first level of the new building. And then we have a covered walkway that has the same materiality as the building. So it's really kind of an extension of the facade of the building across the garage, and that allows employees to connect directly into the building.
And employees will be able to walk out onto the roof?
Yes, and so right now the cafeteria is planned for here, and it literally spills directly out onto the roof.
Thank you.
If you can make it larger, it's only 51.2.
I'm sorry, actually, I have another slide to help give a little more sense of how it looks from Augustine. This would be as you enter the site from Augustine. The main entrance to the building would be here. And this also shows you how well it terraces and blends in with the landscape.
Mr. Chair.
Councilman Moyer.
Thank you. I just want to thank Insight and our County Land Use Department for setting another bar on architectural excellence even higher than before, and hope that it will encourage and foster other applications that are either in the system or about to come in to rise to this level of architectural excellence and blending seamlessly into the community.
Okay, well, we certainly have a lot of kudos for land use today. Additional questions from council? Yes, Councilman Weiner.
Yeah, just for the record, the committee was concerned about visual impact. Would you talk about the various plantings, the visual buffer that existed, and then supplementing it with vegetative planting?
Sure. Tom, do you want to speak about that?
Your name, please.
Tom Amoroso, principal at Andrew Bogart Associates, based out of Philadelphia, landscape architect for the project working under Granum. So we have existing vegetation that we're working with on the perimeter of the property that we are going to supplement with multi-level plantings, evergreen, understory, shade trees, to really enhance those perimeter plantings. And then as you can see from the images, there's a significant amount of landscape going in and around the building, which would be yet another layer that helps to sort of have this layered effect of the screening and really nestle the building into the site, as well as provide opportunities for shade and aesthetic appearance, as well as functional appearance in terms of stormwater management for the users of the site. All native plant material is going to have seasonal interest in color and form and be a really rich and dynamic place.
Councilman Moyer?
Yes, would you or someone from your team talk about transit orientation and bike ped accessibility, both on-site and external?
Sure. Deirdre Smith with Duffield Associates. So we worked extensively with DLDOT on connectivity of the site. And the plan that we have for Augustine cutoff is actually using the same width that we have of the roadway and being able to work the paths and all of the drop-off lanes within the existing pavement. So we really did not have to take any land from the adjacent neighbors or have any impact on them. But we will be adding an 8-foot multi-use path from all the way along the frontage along Augustine cutoff, and then there'll be a connectivity at the 18th Street entrance as well as the northernmost entrance into the site, so that folks from the site could reach those paths, and also the path along Augustine will provide for the community to be able to use it.
And that will work into the existing Delaware Greenway along the Brandywine River that services both the city of Wilmington and Brandywine 100?
Correct. So this goes all the way from the edge of the property to the edge of the property, the 8-foot multi-use path.
So employees will have an enhanced opportunity for walking and biking to and from the site?
Correct. Absolutely. And those are all the discussions we had about adding the sidewalk, and whether it be a regular sidewalk or pedestrian. We also have, you know, plenty of use for bikes as well as pedestrians. So I think this have all been incorporated into the plan, and I think the nice thing working with DLDOT is we were able to do it within the existing pavement and really keep the the traffic smoothing.
And what about bus service, DART service to the site?
Yeah, there is DART service. The closest bus stop is down just below the very bottom portion of the site is an existing auto facility, and that is going to remain. And there is an existing bus stop right at the corner of their facility, and there is an existing sidewalk that will connect, and you could easily get to that bus stop from Insight or from north of that.
Is there a covered bus stop on Augustine cutoff?
No, there's not.
Is that something that you might discuss with DART or DelDOT?
We are expecting DelDOT's final comments on our entrance plans on actually tomorrow. So if that's a comment that they bring to us, we'll certainly address it. So we're working now through our entrance plan approval process with them before we have full site permits.
Is there any enhancement of the bus pull-off that's been requested?
Not at this point. It has not been requested yet.
Well, to the extent that you can share my input, the Kimmy's input, mm-hmm. we're friendly to covered bus stops to make the site user-friendly at all the nodes.
Okay, great. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Additional questions, members of council? Anybody from the public?
We have a representative from DART here that might be want to comment on the opportunity to remove surface covering.
Hello, everyone. My name is Stephen Onger. I'm a transportation planner at DART. Yes, the Route 28 currently services the area. Just as a general constituent, I appreciate the idea of developing a parcel which already is right now mostly a paved surface, turning it into somewhat more of a green space for proper drainage. And this is a very interesting project to see going forward.
Thank you.
Additional questions? GM Haggerty?
George Haggerty at the Land Use Department. And just as the compliments have been coming our way, I want to say that it's been the team that was put together has been good to work with. I think we kind of forged some new ground to where we're doing this collaboratively. 7 months and I think 18 days from the time that we filed the application until we got finished, that included plus board adjustment variances, discussions with the city of Warren, easement through there, and trying to bring all these things together. So we call this an intentional project, and we see that when people were interested in getting from the beginning to the end quickly, we got from the beginning to the end, and I think this was actually the deadline that we had picked 7 months and 18 days ago, and we're on schedule on time, and we're meeting the piece, and I don't think we've left anything unturned. And you can also see that we've incorporated the community comments, we've incorporated community meetings, we've incorporated really good design, top-notch architecture, and top-notch landscaping, and taking a building that was otherwise sitting there that was could have become somewhat of an eyesore or an isolated area, a parking lot that looked just unused, and it's an amenity now for Newcastle County. Plus, it brings a bunch of jobs.
It's a big plus.
And thanks to their team as well, because our folks, I just said, we were coming up to the elevator. Mm-hmm. I probably need to do a little something for our group because they were meeting. They were meeting in advance of going, trying to schedule vacations and get out and bring other people in, and somebody else cover the meeting for them and do things of that nature. So they did a really good job.
Make a motion that I'm coming 5 minutes late tomorrow.
Councilman Weiner.
Hey, yourself.
Just to add on to what Acting General Manager Haggerty had to say, I see the first meeting notes we had when this just got started was July 8th, 2015, and everyone pulled together after this building had been vacant for a number of years and could have just become worse. And what a win-win this is for our community, and to keep a wonderful corporation like Insight here, it could easily have gone anywhere.
Great, I agree. Additional questions from the public? Okay. Anybody ever have anything under other? Any public comment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
All right. All right.